这所学校有多少学生？所 in 这所学校 is a measure word for buildings. We can use this to say 一所学校。多少？多 means many or a lot in quantity. For example, when describing someone who has a lot of money, we can say 他有很多钱。他有很多钱。 The opposite of 多 is 少. For example, if someone doesn't have much money, we can say 他的钱很少。他的钱很少。 When we put 多 and 少 together, it becomes 多少. 多少 is used to ask how many or how much in quantity. For example, 这所学校有多少学生? 这所学校有多少学生? 这本书要多少钱? 这本书要多少钱? Next, let's learn numbers. We've learned 1 to 10 in Chinese. But how can we say bigger numbers, like 100 or 1,000? Let's have a look. 一百，一百，一千，一千，一万，一万. The following numbers get more complicated. The measurement of numbers from big to small are 1,000,100,10. If the number doesn't have hundreds or thousand, we add 零 when saying the number. Let's see the examples. 一百二十五，一百二十五，一百零五，一百零五，六千零七十，六千零七十，一万五千八百零四，一万五千八百零四. Do you understand how to say numbers in Chinese? It's a little difficult, but you'll familiarize yourself with it after more practice. 真 means really. For example, 这所学校真大。这所学校真大. This means 这所学校很大. Is a particle used to soften the message. For example, when we meet people we know, we often greet them by saying 你好啊。你好啊. In our lesson, 啊 is used to express agreement. For example, when people ask us 我们去学中文好不好? We can respond 好啊,我们一起学中文。好啊, here means we agree to someone's suggestion. After saying 这是所大学校, the next question could be 学校有没有外国学生? Let's look at 没 first. The opposite of 没 is 有. 没 is often used with 有 becoming 没有, 没有. For example, when we go shopping and forget to bring money, we asked our friends, 你身上有没有钱? If my friend doesn't have money, he answered, 我没有钱. Let's look at another word. 外, 外国人 means foreigner. 外国学生 means foreign student. This is all for lesson 7. I hope you understand these words and sentence patterns. Good luck!